News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. We've learned that President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu have spoken about the war in Gaza.
Before flying to Camp David for the Christmas holiday, President Biden made brief comments to the press about his phone call with the Israeli Prime Minister. But when asked about the content of that conversation,
I had a private conversation. I did not ask for a ceasefire.
I had a private conversation, he said. I did not ask for a ceasefire. Netanyahu was a bit more forthcoming about the conversation while commenting in Israel. He said, Israel will not stop until its objective is met. The objective, as previously stated, is to eliminate Hamas. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
On this busy travel weekend, Americans who are driving home for the holidays are getting good news when they gas up, says CBS's Elise Preston.
Millions of Americans are on the move.
How would you describe the traffic?
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Most of those on the go, 104 million, are traveling on highways and on roads, and they're packed. The low gas prices are fueling the holiday spirit. In 21 states, AAA says gas prices are under $3.
There will be calm weather across most of the country this Christmas holiday weekend, but not everywhere. At the Storm Prediction Center, meteorologist John Hart.
Most of the United States is going to have pretty tranquil weather even for the few days after Christmas. There will be some heavy rain in the eastern states from Atlanta up through Washington, New York, Boston. There at least may be some rain problems and slick roads from that.
Some snow could fall overnight in parts of Colorado, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Turns out lots of folks still want a live Christmas tree.
It's been a merry holiday season for many of the nation's Christmas tree sellers, with sales described as brisk. Gina Turner is co-owner of a Christmas tree farm near Tallahassee, Florida.
People are still coming in to buy trees despite the economy and the inflation in general that we're seeing across the board. Christmas tree is really the central figure in most people's Christmas celebrations.
Scrooge targeted many Christmas trees in the South, where many groves were decimated by a historic drought this year. Jim Chrisula, CBS News.
A congressional oversight committee has begun an investigation of the V-22 Osprey program following a deadly crash in Japan. 8 members of the Air Force Special Operations Service were killed. The entire Osprey fleet was grounded after the crash late last month and remained so, with the exception of some limited Marine Corps flights. More than 50 American troops have died in Osprey crashes over the lifespan of the program. 20 of those deaths happened in 4 crashes just over the last 20 months. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Dash into JCPenney for last-minute holiday savings. Finish your list with a little extra sparkle. Jewelry is up to 70% off after coupon. Looking for something cozy? Candles, velvet, plush throws, and more start at only $7.99. Score thousands of doorbusters on popular brands like Adidas, Champion, Disney, and Carter's. Enjoy fast and free same-day pickup until 3 p.m. Christmas Eve. Ready in less than 2 hours.
The Rousers. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Welcome to Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin until midnight. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home. Visit their office on Atwood Avenue in Madison or online at weikert-lakepoint.com. And by the UPS Store for all your mailing, shipping, and small business needs. North Sherman Avenue at Northgate Mall and by Easttown in Essex Square or online at theupsstore.com. Let's start off the evening with a double dip of Brian Cherry. He's got a new album called Focus. This is Max Inc. Radio, live local music.
I say yes, we can shake it. Mama, we can shake it. Girl, we can shake it all night. I say yes, we can shake it. Mama, we can shake it. Girl, we can shake it all night. I say yes, we can shake it. Mama, we can shake it. Girl, we can shake it all night. Sitting there.
I say yes, we can shake it. Mama, we can shake it. Girl, we can shake it all night. I say yeah, yeah. We can shake it all night. I say yeah, say yeah, say yeah, say. Been trying to get caught in your trap. All night. I say, yes, we can shake it. Mama, we can shake it. Girl, we can shake it all night. I say, yeah, yeah. We can shake it all night. I say, yeah, yeah. Don't you break it all night. I say, yeah, yeah. We can shake it. We can shake it all.
From Wisconsin until midnight. Welcome to the show. It's already. Let's just go right to Rocker and Tear. I'm filling in. Clearly, I'm not Jimmy K. Hang on, let me turn their microphones on. That's a really great way to get things
that
going.
That would be there the amazing KJ.
All right.
J. she's already bringing the energy.
Well, that's a one way to break the ice.
Girl, you got this. This is all fun. Right.
I'm just going to push buttons now. You two, take it away.
Oh, gosh. Well, we have KJ here. Yeah. KJ is here in the studio with us tonight doing Jimmy K's duties and working the board. So this is going to be a lot of fun. This is her first voyage doing this, and she'll be in for Jimmy K when he can't make it in. So this is perfect. So we'll get on with what's going on tonight with the show. Alan Robinson, Herbal Aspect. He's going to be in to tell us about his company and this new thing called a joint bar. We're going to hear about joint bar. Work. They're going to be in talking about a new show. They have a new album out and some New Year's Eve shows with People Brothers Band and some other stuff. And Beth Killey, she is going to be in. She's got a new book that's
out. Gosh, this is so exciting.
It's Embrace Your Inner Songwriter.
Songwriting is not easy.
It's going to be awesome. We're going to be talking to her, and I'm going to ask her if she'll actually read a part of her book for us.
Ooh, I like that.
Yes, I do too.
I say, book time with Beth.
Oh.
And then we're going to have a double dip of the lair tonight. At 8 o'clock, we're gonna have Kelsey Miles. She's in Kansas City now, but she's come back. She's recording at Blast House Studios, and she's gonna come in, make a little appearance on the lair, play some songs, tell us what's going on with her these days.
Get all caught up.
Katie Powderly, she's in from the East Coast. She the former Madison resident. She has a new album coming out on December 30th. She's gonna have a party at the Burr Oak.
Woo! All right.
And she's going to play some songs for us tonight and tell us all about it. And then Max and Kevy, 10 p.m. to midnight, Jimmy has a special Maxmas edition.
Oh, I bet he does. I bet.
Now, Maxmas was a Christmas album that they used to do every year for 5 years. There's 5 volumes of it. And they're like kind of lots of punk bands from Madison. And they're either covering a Christmas song or they wrote their own Christmas song.
Ooh.
So he's going to premiere that. So we have lots of stuff. And then let me just tell you what's coming up next week here.
Okay.
In the lair, Bowda Cheetah.
Oh, you've been wanting them for a long time.
Oh, boy.
Look at that smile on your face.
It's going to be good.
It's a big smile.
It's going to be good. And we have
lots
more stuff coming up in the lair. We'll be talking about that tonight.
We are booked pretty solid, aren't we? It's good stuff looking ahead. Oh, rocker. Very nice. And I'm just beside myself because I'm so happy to be back and hanging with you guys. So.
Oh, Terry. It's like been forever. It's been like 2 months.
It feels like it's been, doesn't it?
These events and circumstances and everything, and it has kept you away from us. But you're back.
I've missed you all so much.
And you went to Kiss. You went to the last Kiss show.
I know, and I have
my shirt on
today.
Got the shirt on. Yeah,
Good.
Madison Square Garden.
Wow.
The very, very last show.
So how was it?
I cried at the beginning. I really did.
Just at the beginning?
Well, then I had to get it together because I really wanted to relax and enjoy the rest of the concert. And it's hard to do if you have tears in your eyes. Everybody.
How about Brian? Did he have tears in his eyes?
Oh, he said it was feeling weird. You know, because we've all.
Boy, this is feeling weird now.
I know. I'm like, you all right? And he's like, you know, we've always had another Kiss show to look forward to. So now we're kind of starting over and finding some other bands that we can latch onto that are touring in big ways. Of course, we love our local music, though. So there we go. Yeah, you asked.
And did you get some New York pizza?
Always.
Always.
And a hot dog from one of the street vendors, too.
And you ran into some crazy street musicians out there. What was that one guy you ran into?
He's the Naked Cowboy.
Naked Cowboy.
Yes. He is originally from Cincinnati. And so we had a wonderful discussion that kind of opened up the door for me to say, can we take a photo with you?
So he was not wearing a Kiss shirt then.
No. All he has on are cowboy boots and underoos. That's it.
And
that's
it was cold, right?
It was not warm. Yeah. And that's it. He walked. Oh, and then he has a cowboy hat. And he plays well. He sings well. He's really well known in the Times Square area. But we saw him in a totally different area of the city. And it was just really fun. You just never know.
The Naked Cowboy.
I know.
You just
the Naked Cowboy from Cincinnati.
How do we follow
follow that.
Well, good luck.
Well, all right, I have an idea. How about music this hour from Porky's Groove Machine?
Yeah.
That's good. We've got music from the Jimmys, always a favorite, and Amelia Ford.
Yay.
Right now, how about some Adam Tesfaye?
Yeah.
Am I getting that right?
That's right.
All right. They're going to be at the Borough on Friday, December 29th. This is Max Inc. Radio, live local music.
Uncomfortable, get under your skin. Life to get naked, let's all jump in. Vibrate it high and push it all to 10. Then come on in. See, you best believe work starts today. So roll up your sleeves. Make time to pray, then get off your knees. Get up, it's time to get paid. But you best believe before you see now. But if you want it, you got it. That feeling inside ya, that burning desire, ignite your internal fire. Fire. Internal fire.
Up early.
I just can't sleep. You see, I gotta stay hungry if I wanna eat. And I gotta flow nasty when I'm on this beat. And I gotta stay sexy when I'm in these sheets. God made me funky, and so unique. God made you funky, and so complete. So if you want it, got it, that feeling inside ya, that burning desire, ignite your internal fire. Fire. Internal fire. Yeah. Woo.
Set it. Set it.
Ooh, set it off. Hey. Ooh, set it off. I said, set it. Set it. Ooh, set it off. If you want it, you got it. That feeling inside ya, that burning desire, ignite your internal fire.
Let's do it on the dance floor. Let's do it. I'll be here. Let's
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Condition.
talking about Sandy T, a real G from Mill V. You think G stands for gangster, but it's grandma, you see. She's got a sick posse, a corgi named Mr. B. Though she may be turning 80, she's still got energy. She be hitting the gym. You ever heard of water walking?
No.
She's deaf to the left and fine to the right. Man, that stuff is tight. The crochet all day. Legend of the bay. And boys be breaking necks and trying to peek at them turtlenecks. She's a mother of three, and those boys, they give her grief. She's always losing glasses, but she's finding love for me. My grandma's Jewish.
Hey!
And she's such a gracious host. She's cooking up latkes and a challah French toast. That chick went to Cuba and she taught them how to dance, cause she's the clave master. Just try and catch her. You think you could outrun her, but chuck, so you know she's faster in a breeze, of course, cause she got her knees replaced. But call her Inspector Gadget, cause she lives her life as she drinks coffee and tea, cause she ain't messing around. I can guarantee she's the best grandma around.
Cause they're the Spice Girls.
Radio on Civic Media. We are live local music, original local music until midnight. KJ here filling in for Jimmy K. We've got Terry Barr back
hello,
from her escapades.
Hello.
And of course, Rocker at the helm.
What's happening? Oh, wow. Well, how's it going so far, KJ?
Oh, not so bad.
All only right.
I think she's doing terrific.
Only a small handful of mistakes, but as long as we're still live on the air,
we're
calling it a win.
Yes, yes. If all things fail, we can always go and I can, you know, just stream video and audio of the young man who's out there playing the, I think it's a marimba. He's out on the street.
Oh,
it's
wow,
incredible.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I mean, just the effort it took to haul an instrument that, like, it's not a violin or a ukulele. It's a marimba.
I was thinking, too, because it is drizzling a little bit, and it's made out of wood, isn't it? So I hope he's going to be all right, but wow, he's good.
He plays through all weather. Oh, I've seen him cold, hot. He's always around. I don't even know his name, but I'll tell you what he does.
What does he do?
He plays Black Sabbath, Pink Floyd.
Yes, he
like
was.
He plays all these like, you know, crazy songs
yes.
you would, you know, normally hear on, you know, regular radio.
Mm-hmm.
And it's awesome. I was sitting up here and also I'm like I hear like a doorbell playing War Pigs.
Yes,
I was like, whose doorbell plays War Pigs?
Yes, and then you're like, and it keeps going. Oh my gosh, it's a real musician out there. Yeah, that's
I think
terrific.
You just invented a new thing, doorbells that play music like that. I want a doorbell that
metal
plays
doorbells.
War Pigs.
Oh, we'll know whose house we're at. Oh, you know what I want to say, and I really need to do this on our socials as well. But I feel so lucky with this show that we have so many incredible sponsors.
Wow.
And I know we give them love, and they're on the show with us now and then. And I think that's really special for all of us. But, you know, sometimes we can't do the show with A, without the musicians, and B, without the sponsors. So
that's
it's
right.
So terrific to have them along for the ride. So thank you to all of you.
And we have one of our sponsors on the way in right now. He's probably
that?
Listening in his car, rushing into the studio. Alan Robinson from Herbal Aspect,
some
one of
nice
our sponsors.
Things. Yeah, yeah. Otherwise, he'll turn around.
He's
and
coming
go home.
In. We should be speaking with him in just a few minutes.
Sounds good.
What else we have coming up, KJ?
You're asking me?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I have three piles of notes, and I don't know which one to read.
She has 20 pages of notes, and she's like, I need to condense them down to one page.
Yeah, I do. That's what I'll do next time if you'll have me back.
And then I do sticky notes, and they fly all over the place, and then I find one on my cat, and it's like, oh, there's the one I really needed. My cat took it.
Remember, like, when you're in school, and they say, you know, you can have one note card, and then you're like trying to write as small as you can. Mm-hmm. And like it fit like every little bit of information.
And then oopsie, sometimes it would end up on your hand. Oh, I guess I'll have to read my hand too. Oh,
yeah, just don't wash it. Don't wash your hand. Don't wash your hand.
Wipe your forehead. Oh, shoot.
No, we do have an interesting show coming up. We've got work coming in. And that's W-U-R-K, not like Monday through Friday, but more like the fun work. And then a double layer tonight, which is very exciting.
Well, it's the first time I think we've really had a full-on double layer.
And this is incredible. For the holidays, obviously, both of these wonderful musicians
are in town.
Which is incredible. And how do you say, oh, I'll have you or you? No, we needed to say, we'll have both of you.
Well, you know, and we had Katie Powderly, right? And she's just, you know, this wonderful artist from the East Coast, used to live in Madison here, plays at the Sugar Maple Atwood Fest, right? And then all of a sudden, you know, Kelsey's like, Rocker, I'm going to be in town over Christmas. What do you think? And I'm like, well, why not?
Why not a double layer? Oh my gosh, I'm so thrilled. Yeah.
That's a fantastic idea. All right, we're gonna hear from some of our sponsors who we are very grateful for. And then fingers crossed that Alan Robinson from Herbal Aspect will be here by the time we are done. We are Max Sync Radio on Civic Media. We are live local music.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Sync Radio. We are local music.
Jimmy K here from Max Inc. Radio. Join the Wisconsin area music industry for the Whammy Holiday Party, Sunday, January 14th at Nashville North in Milwaukee. Doors open at 6 p.m. Enjoy local live music, local beer, and networking with the Wisconsin music community. The Whammy Holiday Party at Nashville North, 1216 East Brady Street in Milwaukee. For more information, to become a member of Whammy, or make a tax-deductible donation, visit WAMI.org. That's Whammy.org.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We are your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your Realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
If the guitarist and drummer from Cheap Trick joined the singers from Fountains of Wayne and the Bangles for an epic once-in-a-lifetime rock and roll show in Madison, would you go?
Walk like an Egyptian.
Of course you would. Joey's Song is the ultimate Battle of the Bands concert, featuring those artists plus members of Portugal the Man, Soul Asylum, and tons of other cool rock and rollers.
Runaway train, never going back. Stacey's mom has got it coming on.
It's one night of amazing music, auctions, and meet and greets, with all proceeds benefiting epilepsy research. See the entire lineup and get your tickets today at joeysong.org. That's joeysong.org.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Don't you see me? I told you once or twice, and I don't believe me. I could have had a vice, could have lived a free bee, but I can't say that I can't doubt. I take your ankle for all these curts and wigs.
Music. That was Amelia Ford. We've got the Jimmys coming up next. He's here. He's here.
Yay!
KJ, Terry, we all know Alan Robinson.
Oh, yes,
he's one
do.
Of our good sponsors of Max Inc. Radio.
Absolutely. And he's one of the funniest guys, too, I think.
He is.
I enjoy when he's on the show.
And he owns Herbal Aspect. Mm-hmm. And so he's here to tell us all about Herbal Aspect and all the things that are going on. Welcome back to the show, Alan.
Oh, my goodness,
thanks
Rocker.
For getting in here.
Well, thank you for having me, first off, and happy holidays. I'm rocking.
You are rocking.
You are always rocking.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a rocking time of year.
And I'm going to take a picture of you, what you're wearing today.
Oh.
Because it's very different than how he's usually dressed. He's usually dressed to the nines, like he's going out somewhere fancy.
Fairly dapper, yeah.
We're not fancy? Know.
This is not fancy. Not the way he usually dresses, but this is super cute.
Well, it was rainy night, Alan.
I'll tell you what happened. I was just a little bit, you know, things get hectic around the holiday season with sales and with shopping, and especially over at Herbal Aspect. We've got this incredible sale going on right now where we're giving 15% off of flour, 20% off of gummies all the way through tomorrow night, because I know that people need to
find those last minute gifts.
Well, they need to have a very merry holiday.
Christmas cheer.
Yeah, merry.
That's what we're talking about.
If you're not really an eggnog person.
Oh, ugh. Yeah.
Right.
Eggnog, maybe.
Ah.
Eggnog. Yeah. Alan, tell us about your business, Herbal Aspect. I mean, what's the mission of your company? What are you guys out to do?
Yeah, well, you know, honestly, we really want to do good and well. And I understand that that's sort of a cliche thing to say, but the truth of the matter is I look around and I see an incredible lack of corporate social responsibility. And it's important to me to be something of an example for my corporate peers in ways that we can, you know, impact our community positively, where we can have positive voices for change. And in as far as equity for our employees, we try to pay our employees well. I know for a fact that we pay our employees well above our industry standard, our competitors, right?
Good way to keep your employees too. Well, then
it's also just a really good way to keep them invested in the job, right? To take ownership, but to free their mind to be able to educate our customer,
right?
Because that's the second thing that Herbal Aspect really wants to do. You know, we want to make sure that we're educating the customer, giving them quality products, and putting forth a cannabis experience that they know they can enjoy. Right?
You know, I used to do a financial podcast, and anybody that I would talk to would always say, find those local businesses that stand for the same things you do, and then support the heck out of them. So they stick around, they can keep their employees around, and that's exactly what you're saying.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
I love that. Mm.
Well, you know, and what I say, excuse me, is that there are so many small, even small-looking businesses that aren't small businesses. They're corporately owned, out of state. They're not even from here in Madison.
Right.
And more, I really like to support the mom-and-pop businesses. Yep. And to me, a mom-and-pop business, right, is somebody where you can talk to the owner, you can look the owner in the eye, you can purchase right from the owner, you can ask them a question, and they can answer you.
Yeah.
And we've asked lots of questions of Alan, and he's never not had an answer.
And I don't think that we've I don't think that we've ever had like a corporate sponsor. Mm-mm. Everybody who's a sponsor of us are, guess what? They're businesses that are owned by real people right here in Madison, or at least Wisconsin, I guess.
Well, I mean, I know you guys, right?
Right.
I know Jimmy K. Like, I hang out with you at Atwood Fest. I see you. You folks are in my community, right?
Right. Yeah,
and
exactly.
It's so important to build a community, not just around your business, but like to enrich that community with the things that you can do. So like that's what Herbal Aspect wants to do. It wants to be a part of that community, and then it wants to help to enrich the community by providing high quality products.
Well, and I want to ask you, last time you were on, at least the last time when I was here and you were on, you were talking about expanding. You know, and so I love this because here he is, he's doing well in this community, but he's now expanding in the same community.
Sure.
So how many? You have three now, right?
Right now we have three.
I mean,
looking,
that's incredible.
Yeah, I'm looking. I've got it was very, very odd. I had a goal of opening three more locations by the end of 2024.
Wow.
And I've, you know, strange things happened in December. I've got one place that we're looking at pretty solidly going to take control of that property. And I had another one that I was looking at that I was, you know, right there about to pull the trigger on. And we've just decided to step back from that one because another location seems a little bit more appealing. But I mean, you know, we're pretty well on to into that 2024 goal. So we're now at this odd stage of kind of reestablishing, reorienting, reevaluating, and looking at new ways to expand.
Well, congratulations!
And currently, there's three stores, right? There's Gammon Road, there's University Avenue, and there's Winnebago over on the east side.
Just came from there.
And was it a busy day?
It was. I had I had a guy come in, my last customer of the day, Luke, good guy. didn't know anything about cannabis and really wanted to get a full understanding of what he was putting into his body. Mm. That's why I was late.
Oh, yeah. Well, so, you know,
hey, if you're helping a customer and like you said, you want to educate, there
hey, man.
It is.
Shouts to Luke. He was a great customer nice. Too. I hope he has a good time. Remember, buddy, take it low, take it slow.
Well, tell us about some of the products that you actually carry at Herbal Aspect. I mean, you know, like what's popular? What's your favorite?
Flower.
Flower is both is your most popular and favorite.
Flower is my favorite because I'm an old school kind of guy. I think that it goes generationally, right? I have a lot of older folks that really like the edibles. A lot of my younger generation, and actually some of those more discreet kind of age, like, you know, folks around my age actually would rather have cartridges. Discreet ways of smoking are all the rage with some of those more buttoned up folks, right? So my older folks, they like the edibles. Those are going to be my gummies, chocolates. I've got some taffies in for the holiday season.
Whoa. Wow.
So that's nice. And
a
then,
new one.
You know, oh, yeah. The college age folks, they really love that THCA flower. Actually, that's pretty popular across the board. Flower, THCA flower. It is all the rage.
Now, speaking of flower, one thing that has become popular at all your stores is a thing called the joint bar. Whoa. I mean, when is happy hour?
Oh, yeah. So at our Build a Blunt bar, the joint bar is, it was such a hit at Gammon that I've expanded it to my other two locations, and it will be a permanent feature of every Herbal Aspect that we open up.
How does it work? What happens?
Yeah, sure. So, like, you know, that's where our flower is distributed from. And you can pick your size of a joint. Right, we have three different sizes available at three different price points, ranging from like $9 up to $20. And then, of course, you can add on these sort of a la carte enhancements. You can get, you know, THCA powder put on there. You can grab some crumble, diamonds for that. You can add some concentrates to it to really pack on a punch. Woo. So, I mean, if you there's a thing we call the granddaddy of them all. It's got all of the concentrates, and it comes in a Mike Tyson hemp wrap roll.
Oh, my
And it'll
goodness.
Knock you out.
It'll
Sounds
knock
like it.
You out.
It's the granddaddy of them all.
New meaning. Do you want fries with that?
You probably will want fries right after it.
It's a good time. It's a good time, man. The joint bar is a hit.
Wow.
Build a blunt.
Yeah.
Okay, so if people want to find locations or you even have shopping online, which so many people love to do that too, what's the best? Where do they find you? How do they find you?
Google Herbal Aspect, and we should certainly pop up. Of course, we have those three locations, and you can hit us up at herbalaspect.com. We're at 3547 University Avenue, 2017 Winnebago Street. And 7635 South Gammon Road, right in that Woodman's parking lot next to Dunkin' Donuts.
Man.
Wow.
Perfect.
Alan, thank you so much for coming
in.
We really appreciate it. It's great to talk to you when you come in here.
Guys, it's a pleasure. Thank you for having me. And enjoy your holidays.
You too. I hope you get time off for a little bit at least. Sounds like you're so busy, but please take a little time.
Yeah, we're always going to be in the clouds. It'll be fine.
He'll be okay. He's got three joint bars.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. My goodness. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Alan. Great to have you in here today. Our next guest has just shown up. It's Frank Loffenberg from work.
Yeah.
We're going to be hearing from him and finding out what's up with work. Then we've got the double layer coming up at 8 o'clock and 1 at 9 o'clock. Well, this is Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are live local music.
Probably heard it from his father too. kind of a beautiful girl. Says it's only human nature. Probably gonna happen to you. One day some girl, she gonna knock you out. It takes a good man for a woman to stay. When you got love, sweet, sweet, innocent love, treat your woman right and she will love you till your dying day. To arise, make your heart skip a beat or two. Might be a farmer's daughter, could be a southern belle, maybe the devil in disguise, or angel keep you out of hell. When you got love, sweet, sweet, innocent love, it takes a good man, make a woman stay. When you got love, young, sweet, innocent love, treat your woman right and she will love you till your dying day.
singing.
Relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
This